Ladies and gentlemen, the Beach Boys.
Testing, testing. Testing.
Oh, the name of this song is Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Yeah.
A song that was just recently was number two. It was number one in the Union of South Africa, and it was pretty big in Finland and Poland, and very big in Sweden and Denmark and Norway, and it was very popular in Britain, and it didn't get played in the United States because a lot of people thought that it was too trite on heavy AM radio. So we all missed it that time, folks. Sock it, Al.
Wait a minute. Sorry, folks.
Could you get your shoe on? What is this?
You told me to sock it, so I took my shoe on.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama done a rock. Thank you.
to perform something that it's not done with any instruments, and you have to not shout out those old songs. This is done a cappella, and it's called Their Hearts Are Full of Spring.
Thank you.
tear gas got our men, but now we're all back in ourselves. But every now and then there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. And there's a riot going on up in South Block number 9.
Composed by my cousin Brian, like a lot of songs that we do. And it was a very special song to him. He took a long time to do it the way he wanted to do it. And whenever we do it on stage, it creates a special feeling amongst us, and I think amongst the people that are listening. And we invite you all to join in at any particular part or do the snake dance, whatever, you know.
I love the beautiful clothes she wears, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, here they are, and then we do the Beach Boys. Ready? Here we go.
Loud as a cat.
Ladies and gentlemen, here they are.
The Beach Boys!
Hi there.
Don't anybody get nervous, but we're recording all this. I suppose you know that. That's why you're waving so loud, huh? Okay. Somebody's always hogging the mic. We're going to do, okay. We're going to do, for you, just for you now, the song that was inspired a great deal by many, many Hawaiian ladies when they were girls. I'm going to do it right now, the first low song we ever did. This is A Pimple from the Past by the Beach Boys.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now, surf. Surf.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're going to do a song right now that's going to be released very shortly. In fact, I think it's been released this week. What is this week? Anyway, August something, right? Anyway, Brian and I take all the credit for it, although we're actually helped out immeasurably by the rest of the group. It's a single called Getting Hungry, and I do it for you now. I wake up in the morning just to work all through the day. That sun can get so hot that you can sweat just through the day.
The night getting hungry.
After a short absence, my cousin Brian's going to get up and do a number right up front with everybody. Yeah, we haven't done this in a long time, I understand that. Anyway, we're going to do a song that I understand was very popular around here about 1920. We got so many requests for it, but we'll do it now. It's a little number called Hang On Sloopy John Dean. Right.
Come on, Sloop John Dean. My grandfather read me around Nassau town. We need a road. And all night got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke. I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. Sail.
Entitled California Girls Are All Pregnant. Oh. Shorten the title. Standing inside to one of the greatest guitar talents of the century, Mr. Algonquin Q. Jardine, as he comes up here, as he steps up here to sing a little ditty called Wouldn't Not It Be Nice.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Well, it's gonna make it that much better if we could say goodnight and stay together. Wouldn't it be nice if we could wake up in the morning when the day is new? And after having spent the day together, hold each other close the whole night through. Happy times together we've been spending. I wish that every kiss was never ending. Wouldn't it be nice?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Carl Wilson, come on up here now and sing a very nice ballad. It's about as religious as we get. Pardon me? I'm in no shape dancing. Forget it. What's that on my hand? Leprosy, what do you think? That's the song, is it? Yeah, right. Still writing songs, man. Ready, Carl?
What are we doing?
This little ballad is entitled God Only Knows. Carl Wilson.
One, two, what?
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you'll never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without. 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 God only knows what I'd be without.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was very conscientious, Carl. Anyway, right now, we're going to do one of the most nerve-wracking things we've ever done on stage. In fact, we had a whole bunch of trees on the stage earlier that we could hide behind just for this song. Anyway, wait a sec.
Let me get a tree.
Good vibrations.
Wait a minute, let me get
He's getting a tree.
Has to go to the bathroom. What happened now?
I'm not gonna say I'm nervous, but I don't know. Looks like a good tree hasn't been used by any dog. Ready? We do a song for you right now called Good Vibrations.
I love the colorful clothes she wears, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Oh, I hear the sound of her children on the wind that lifts her perfume to the air.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
Thank you very much.